Blog Talk Radio.
KP, as I just cut the Kaulana Napua off there. Kaulana Napua, how famous are the children of Hawaii? Famous are the flowers, the young flowers. And we all have these young flowers within us. It's not just about the beings who come in with new bodies, new earth bodies. Tonight is... I kind of got the title of Separating from Everything Old. And I don't really always know what, if these shows are helping anybody or if they're reaching anybody, if they're, make sense to anybody. And honestly, it doesn't really matter to me whether it does or not. It's just I'm not here to convince anybody about anything. I'm really here to share what I feel the messages are that are coming through me. And today, the whole day has kind of been, just one of those days when I'm looking at some of these things from time to time, and like this whole scenario that's, playing out in I'll call it the 3D world. There's sort of place where I'm not really attached to any of that stuff, not feeling attached to any of it, not feeling like, this is really none of my business, So I guess that's kind of the message I've been getting, the 3D business is none of my business. And it's kind of like a sense that I won't be contributing in one way or another, but a lot of this is like, it's like it's over, I have felt this way for the last several months. It's really something that, it sort of come up recently, and, there's always this thing about getting involved with doing certain things and getting involved with groups and getting involved with, this and that and about, getting out there, doing this and doing that, and all these doing things that really, in a lot of ways, they just don't really resonate anymore. The things that I'm sort of bringing up, and it's kind of like none of the old things. None of the old things resonate. That's just the way it is. And we've all had our spaces, I'm sure, where we do things in a certain period of our life, and then it gets to a point where I'm done, done with that. Been there. It's not about been there, done that. It's more like I'm just done, just done. It's a very solid done. Pardon me, I'm going to sneeze. Hold on a second. Okay, baby, we got that out of the way. Something was coming out. It's just there's a lot of my sense about this. I'm not saying it's what other people would kind of get and kind of what they would sense, but for me, it's just like it's done, it's finished, it's over, and you know, I'd actually spoken with Kent Dunn a while back. I think it was, pardon me, last week. And when I was talking about with him about a few things, he was mentioning about this kind of line of separation. And then I saw his video this morning, and I will link to that, I'll link to that video. But I listened to that, and you know, it kind of, so much of it kind of sunk in, kind of sunk home. And so, you know, it's part of the deal is that, you know, there's a kind of you know, there is a separation playing out. And he gave a couple of dates in there, you know, or dates meaning, there's the solstice coming up, or the, what is this, the solstice, right? And then there's sort of like a time between the solstice of the summer and until the solstice, you know, once everything is going to be, what I recall him saying was that everything will be finished by the solstice of December. Now, I may have to go back and listen to that again, but the thing about it is, the part that kind of hit me was that the separation is really, you know, there's a definite separation, and it's almost like there's a certain line that I can't cross anymore. You know, it's kind of like, you know, this, there's a certain uncrossable line, and I can't cross it. I can't go across it anymore. And part of it may have to do with what I'm here to post on the blog. I mean, who knows how long that'll be. I mean, I just leave that to kind of the universe, and you know, there might come a place where I really don't post anything anymore. I'm always open to whatever the guidance is. But I can tell you very clearly to me that all, as I'm, you know, I'm watching these videos, I'm watching this, I'm watching that, and yeah, you know, okay, for example, Alex Jones is talking about this, and so-and-so is talking about that, and Kent Dunn talks about this, and Goldfish Report has that, and it's like there's so much stuff that's really playing out. Oh, and the other thing was I just, you know, I was starting to listen to a few, you know, Jordan Sather had mentioned these George Webb videos, and he puts a few up every day. Well, that's sort of like an in-detail reporting on what is going on one moment at a time, you know, three or four or five times a day. He puts these short videos up about all the detailed unfoldings of the, what shall we call it? So the Seth Rich information. Now, I'm not going to get into that at all right here. It's just that I bring it up because I've been sort of pulled into listening to some of that, and it is sort of intense detail. You know, this intense, you know, very intense detail. Things, and you know, I'll have to say, doing that and investigating, you know, things, you know, with intense detail, it just isn't mine anymore. I mean, that's not my kind of thing. I used to do that all the time, and you know, in research and a variety of other things that I have been involved in, you know, there's a continual research And always looking into things, always being open to new approaches and new understandings, but always doing the research and going into detail. Whereas the work that I do now really has nothing to do with that. There's no research that went into this show. You know, most of the shows that I do are really just me talking from the guidance I kind of get from within. And it's like there's no research, there's no detail. I just allow it to flow. I just allow it to go out. And whatever is coming out is coming out. But it seems to flow naturally from an alternative part of myself. Certainly not the 3D. Now, the 3D is a great tool. You know, I mean, the intellect and all this kind of stuff, I know enough about it to be able to post things, be able to make videos, to be able to learn how to do things, learn how to use the tools of 3D. But to me, all the things that are happening in 3D are pretty much of almost zero interest to me. What are they saying about Russia? Russia being involved in this and involved in that. What are they saying about, you know, people's certain sides saying about Donald Trump and all this and all that? What are people saying about, you know, whether it's Hillary Clinton or all this other stuff, you know, all these things going on. And it also includes even disclosure. It's like, okay, well, so there's other beings in the universe of higher and, you know, of various densities, of various dimensions. Part of me just says, so? So what? What's the big deal? You know, it's no big deal. And I'm not going to make a big, hairy deal out of it and spend my whole life of going through these things where I've got to search for these beings. I'm not going to go out there with, you know, I'm not going to say I never would, but I don't really have any draw to go out and sit there at nighttime and watch the night sky for moving lights or moving craft, or to put on night vision goggles and look up at the sky and see all the moving things up there. I know there's going to be moving things up there. And I can't say I won't change my mind at some point, but the point is, I don't need that. You know, I don't need that disclosure. So even disclosure to me is like, it's kind of an old bag. It's just an old bag for me. It's like, I've looked in that bag, and I don't really need to look in it again. You know, that's kind of the way things are for me. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fascinating, and I, you know, if I, like Stacy Good was talking about, with the Mayans, seeing the Mayans in her living room when they came to visit Corey at one point, she was talking about that, and it's like, well, if they were to show up in my vision field, I might be a little bit taken aback. I don't know. But the point is, for the most part, I feel that I wouldn't be surprised at all. And, you know, I know there's a lot of beings that are working with me. But I also feel that I'm the one who has to choose how I work with them, if I work with them, and I'm the one who has to choose to allow their presence to be in my presence. You know, personally, as far as I'm concerned, my primary interaction here at the house where I live is between the birds and the chickens and the wonderful kitty, Myra, and myself. That's kind of how my primary communications. And I don't communicate with humans that much when I'm at my house here. So, you know, a lot of these things that people make, I will say some people probably, it probably is a big deal to some when they start to wake up to the cosmic connections, the cosmicity of ourselves. But I can tell you right now, in my own personal life, I'm not here to go out to places so that I can see things moving around in the sky, or that I can see things, so that I can get a thrill from watching these things, or whatever they are, moving, or even to see a Pleiadian being, let's say, for example, if I were to see a blue avian, even to see those in my vision field. Well, so what? So I'm not down on it, but it's just like, to me, it's a non-issue. You know, it's a disclosure is a non-issue for me. And it could be I'm the only one, but it, you know, is, I'm just going to call it a non-deal. It's a non-deal. It's a non-big deal. So, you know, I've guess I felt for several years, I know that we have partners working here with us in this galaxy, in the solar system, on this planet. And so anyway, the whole thing is that there's a lot of this 3D stuff, even higher dimensional stuff, that's kind of like old, it's like old stuff, you know, it's old. And it's just something I feel that I'm releasing, I'm letting go of it, and I'm ready to move away from this whole 3D, this whole, I don't know what you call it, even you know, I'm just it's like that readiness to, you know, to move away from all that. And that includes the 3D, that includes what, I don't exactly know how many D's it includes, but to me, just allowing myself to move, allowing myself the freedom, I'm ready. And it's like, just allow myself the freedom to move away from the 3D, I will say, right now, I'm just, for a better, lack of a better word, 3D crap that's playing out. And I don't need to see that. Honestly, I don't really need to see it. I do pay attention to some of it because it's kind of fun to see all the stuff that we, you know, the results of all the work that many, many people have done, many energy workers have done. And I guess I include myself in that group. But a lot of us have done certain things. And there's many people who I don't know about who have certainly done a lot of things to a lot, you know, to bring the planet to a phase where, you know, we can all wake up, and we can all wake up to what we are and who we are. So, so, you know, this is a deal that to me has been coming up again and again and again over the past several weeks. You know, contact in the desert was a great experience. I really like, you know, but I was drawn to go there. You know, I was pulled, something was pulling me to go there. And I knew part of it was the need to experience, a desire to experience the full David Wilcox show. And I got that. The other thing was to experience one of these cosmic conferences. And I feel in a lot of ways I have got that as well. Will I go to another one? I don't know. Will I go to another cosmic event? I don't know. Will I be going to every other single disclosure event that's coming up in the next few months? I doubt it. You know, part of me feels, you know, part of me feels that I really need to remain sort of, I'm not saying separate, I'll just call it sort of separate and independent, that's kind of the word, sort of independent from you know, all the disclosure, I'm gonna, for lack of a, you know, it's kind of a word, but the disclosure circus, you know, it is kind of a circus. It's kind of a play. It's kind of a thing where, you know, people get up on stage and they do their thing. Some of them have been getting up there for, you know, for several decades, and not that there's anything wrong with that, but you know, these things have been going on for quite a number of years, and you know, every single one, of course, requires that the bills be paid and certain charges be brought up. I mean, it's a huge event, Contact in the Desert, any of these things. I'm sure they're huge events as far as planning and what you got to do to, you know, do live streaming and things like that. I mean, it's a huge operation as far as the 3D goes. But, you know, the whole thing about going to these things is now, you know, the whole thing about going to these things is that, is it really necessary? Is it really something? Then the question I ask myself, is it really something that I need to do, or that I want to do? Is there a passion? Is there a pull that I'm feeling from deep within, whether it's from the solar plexus or from my higher plexus, whatever kind of plexus that's connecting? But is there this, you know, is there that pull? Is there that strong pull to do the, you know, these things? And for myself, this year's Contact in the Desert back in March, I just knew it. It was like, boom. And like within about, I saw it, and within about an hour or half a day, maybe it was half a day, I knew that it was mine to go to. I sent the money in, and, you know, I signed up. And then I signed up for David Wilcott. And so it's like, am I going to be one of these groupies who goes there all the time to these conferences? Well, I don't know. I doubt it. But, you know, it's kind of one of the phases in my own particular expansion, awakening. I knew that it was part of my own sort of taking the next step. And definitely it has, you know, something has clicked in after that Contact in the Desert. So, you know, whatever it is, the reason I went there, I feel it was the result of that have been, you know, to, you know, part of the result is that I realized, yes, I needed to go. It was mine to go. And now I've experienced it. And from here, it's going to be, you know, whatever the next step is. So I know some people are drawn to go to these all the time. They're going to the big eclipse thing in Mount Shasta in August. They're going to the something at the end of August. I think there's something in July in Las Vegas. I don't have any idea all the things that are going on. And I'm not going to tell you, and I'm not going to do a lot of research into any of those things. Because if I'm meant to go to something, it will show up. And it will show up not only in the internet, but it will show up within my own, with my own inside, within my own consciousness, within my own just depth of being that, oh, boom, here I am. I'm going to do this. It's my time to do this. And I might not do any of it. So, you know, there's something about, in many cases, it's something about being, remaining kind of, I won't call it detached, but attached in a particular way to nothing. Attached in a particular way to non-attachment. And I love everything that comes out from some of these conferences because there are major announcements about this and about that. But, you know, it's like in the end, it's all about finding out who we are. You know, in my case, who I am. I'm finding out more and more about who I am and what my place in this planet as we rise up in vibration. What is my place here? And so that's, you know, it's still kind of unfolding. And, you know, each one of us, I suppose, has, you know, we do have to just allow this to unfold, and it will unfold in a perfect way, you know, for each of us, no matter what our path is. So, so you know, it's kind of a deal where, you know, we are separating from everything old. And that means what happened 1 minute ago. You know, separating from everything that's of the old, we'll call it the old paradigm, but also the old, you know, okay, I've gone to, for example, I've gone to the conference, CITD, Conference in the Desert, or Contact in the Desert. And it's like, well, great, that's now in the past part of my timeline. And do I have a desire to go back to another conference soon? No, I don't, not right away. Do I feel drawn to like, oh, I'm going to keep going and going and going to all these things? No, I don't feel that way. But I know some people who are, who do, who are going to get involved in a variety of other things. Honestly, a lot of these things, although they're fascinating, they can be fascinating. It's like, it's almost like once they hit, and it's like this blast of new information, and it just comes in, and I feel like absorbing it. I just absorb it, and I absorb it. And it's like it comes in for a while. I get it. Like I get from Corey's information and Michael Sala and David Wilcock and all of what they're doing, that there is a secret space program. You know, I've watched Captain America. I've watched Iron Man 3. And it's kind of like, okay, yes, great. Now, that is great. So that being said, does that mean I'm going to continue exploring and watching every single one of these movies and trying to point out all the things about them? I said, no, ain't going to happen. For me, that phase is over. And for me, it's not my job to continue putting it out there and trying to convince people that there is such a thing as a secret space program. Don't need to do that. It's not mine. Or that there are spheres in the solar system that are, some of which are said to belong to the Blue Avians, or the Sphere Being Alliance, and that there are such a thing as Blue Avians. Well, is that important to me? I said, well, yeah, it's part of the whole picture. And so it's kind of like right now, you know, the unfolding has changed. It's been a change in the unfolding. So I'm not going to force it. I'm not going to, you know, try and make it be anything. But I can tell you there's a change in the unfolding. And I'm not saying that's for everybody, but definitely in my own case, there's a change in how things are unfolding somehow. There is a separation. And it's like, well, okay, we'll see what happens. There's a separation. There is a, you know, just the old things, even the Contact in the Desert deal that I went to, even that is sort of like, okay, it's all done. It's finished. And now is the time just to allow the rest of it to unfold. So I think that with that, we're just going to say aloha to everybody and thank you for listening. I'm going to play Kaulana Napua. Famous are the children of Hawaii. Famous are the children of the universe. of the cosmos. So feel free to be your own cosmic flower and unfold as you are choosing and desiring to unfold. Aloha, until we talk again.
Kapuana, kapuana.